Let's take a look ahead to what could be in store for us here in Europe in 2020. Adriano Bossoni is Senior Europe Analyst at geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor.com. One of the most recent happenings is Britain's Conservative Party has secured a dominant majority in Parliament.
Yeah, exactly. Boris Johnson's victory provides a lot of certainty about the fact that the UK will probably leave the EU by the end of January. But we have to keep in mind that this is not the end of the Brexit saga, because after Brexit happens, the UK will remain in the single market for 11 months, and the EU and the UK will use this time to negotiate a free trade agreement. The thing is, they have different goals. The UK will push to have a very comprehensive free trade agreement to include as many goods and as many services as possible, whereas the EU will push for the UK to remain aligned with the bloc's standards and norms for goods, something that the UK may disagree with because they want to have their own regulations and they have pledged to make the country more competitive and move away from burdensome rules in the EU. And at the same time, the EU may not be so keen on including Britain's super competitive financial services sector in a trade deal. And of course, there will be other complicating issues, such as the EU's request to preserve its access to British fishing waters. So while both sides will remain very interested in reaching a free trade agreement, the 11-month deadline to do so may be a bit too ambitious. So I would not rule out the UK asking to remain in the single market beyond 2020. Even though the government is saying that it will not, I think that an extension of the transition period is probable.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, the new European Commission has been in effect for just over a month. Let's talk about some of its goals and perhaps some of its constraints.
Yeah, President von der Leyen has said that she wants to have a quote-unquote geopolitical commission, in the sense that she wants a stronger commission that positions Europe in a context of increasing global competition between superpowers like China, the United States, Russia. And to do so, she will push very hard to crack down on companies having monopolistic behavior in the single market. She will push really hard for China to provide a level playing field for investments in the country. She will push very hard to have a stronger voice on international affairs, to react from tariff pressure from the US. She will push really hard to have an ambitious environmental agenda to reduce emissions significantly in the coming decades. But she will also be dealing with constraints, because the Commission only proposes policy, and then it's up to the Council, which is the member states, and the European Parliament to approve that policy. And we know that member states are very divided. Issues such as climate change are divisive. Issues such as creating a budget for the Eurozone or completing the banking union are divisive. The Parliament is very fragmented. There are several groups that want different things. So we will have a situation where the Commission will push really hard to elevate Europe's role in global affairs. It will push very hard to get things done and to pass legislation introducing structural reforms, but it will also deal with constraints coming from the two co-legislators, the Council and the Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very quickly, just want to ask you about Italy's never-ending problems.
Well, Italy has a coalition government whose main goal is to prevent an early election where the far right could win. But this is a fragile alliance. They disagree on many things. And I would not rule out the government falling and an early election taking place. And this creates risks for business and for the economy and for investors, because opinion polls suggest that the far-right Eurosceptic League would perform very strongly if there was an election, and members of the League are once again toying with the idea of exiting the Eurozone. So political risk will continue to take its toll on the Italian economy next year.
Mm-hmm. Adriano Bossoni, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Adriano Bossoni is Senior Europe Analyst at geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor.com.
Broadcasting from Germany, this is Inside Europe.